You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
But when you build a new house, you have to have a fence on the roof. You heard about this mitzvah?
Yes.
Why we have such a mitzvah? Why Torah has to warn us? That goes without saying, especially it was a time that using the roof was a common thing. They slept on the roof, they ate on the roof, so obviously it's very logical. We have to protect it. Why the Torah has to tell us that you have to secure your roof? It goes without saying. Don't be lenient.
Yeah.
No, it goes without saying. Like, let's say when you make your staircase, you put a...
Most people didn't put the fence down there. Old days.
Old days?
Yeah, my roof didn't have.
No, they have. They have, like, it's not flat. They have, like, the wall. There's a wall. Like a balcony. Have you seen a balcony flat? Have you? There's no such a thing. There's a such thing that doesn't exist. Because you go to the balcony once and that's it.
So why is Shoda mentioned?
Okay, wait.
No, it means if you say something to somebody who doesn't listen, because it comes from the head. So if you say something to someone who doesn't listen, it's better.
Hazakavaro, beautiful, very nice. Beautiful, very nice. So now here, Rashi HaKadosh brings a very interesting point. It says the mitzvah before this command, what was the mitzvah?
Building.
No, right before this mitzvah, what the Torah commands us. Right before it. No, right before commanding that you should have fence on your roof, there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is sending the bird. It's called Bansipor. So Rashi HaKadosh informs us, you know why these two mitzvah comes right after one another? Why? Because the Torah Hashem is teaching us we have a general rule, the mitzvot and wrongdoing, they give birth. When you do a mitzvah, so then another mitzvah comes. When, God forbid, you commit an avera, then another avera comes. So sometimes it's twins, sometimes it's three, and sometimes shishchudu. Yeah? You have six, yeah. So now here, Rashi HaKadosh says, "Im qiyamta mitzvah shiluach harein," when you observe the mitzvah of sending the bird, sofecha libnot bayit chadash, then Hashem will reward you. And what's the reward? The reward is the best location. Hashem gives you a house on Pico and Dohini. So that's your reward. You observe the mitzvah, so then Hashem gives you the reward. That when you're running to a nest, And then you see the mother is lying on the babies. You send the mother away, and you take the birds or the eggs. And Torah Tosha says that you have long life. So now, back to our question. What was our question?
Why says put a boundary around the
youth? Yeah. What's the need to warn us that you have to have a fence?
Yeah.
Right. It goes without saying. So now here, there's a beautiful, very powerful message, and it is, obviously, when you observe the mitzvah of sending the bird away, how do you feel?
Great, because we did the mitzvah.
You feel fantastic, fantastic. You're floating on the clouds of the glory in Shammai, because you did such a mitzvah. So now you might think that because I observe the mitzvah, so obviously, who that does mitzvah, what happens to him?
Rewards.
Try. Beside, what's the mitzvah do for us?
Another mitzvah.
No. What does a mitzvah do to us? Protects us. Right?
Yes.
That's what the whole purpose of the mitzvah is. So now, all of a sudden, the Torah says, you might think that you observe the mitzvah, and you're so proud of yourself, and you're so elevated because you observe the mitzvah, so you say, you know what? I don't need to put a fence on my wall, because I did and observe the command of Hashem. So what's the use? If you observe the mitzvah, so automatically protected. So why I have to put a fence on my roof? And that's why these two mitzvot is right after one another. So the Torah comes and says, it's true that you were honored, and you were merited to observe mitzvah. But don't forget, you might have observed the mitzvah just to brag about, to show off. So that mitzvah is not going to be protective. So that's why you need to put a fence on your roof. Anybody's here?
That's why we need everything in the Shem Shammai.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very powerful, powerful message. That obviously you could be infected with such a virus that we feel, you know, what do you mean? I did it, I overdid it, and overdid it, and overdid it, and nobody does it like me! I'm the only one! I do the best. You know the kavanot I have. You know what I do when I do it. Nobody does it like me. Even Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom is jealous of me. He's jealous of me.
What elevation upgrades you see? Isn't the elevation?
Yes. Obviously, yes. See, the problem under here is, wow, because this is a very, very scary thing. It's okay to say something scary, or... Yeah? Zohar Gadol says, you know, the order about when you mention Hashem, Torah, and Israel, there's no order, there's no one, two, three. You can say Hashem, Torah, Israel. You can say Israel, Torah, and Hashem. Or you can say Israel, Hashem, and Torah. What do you mean? There's no order?
No.
Hashem is on the top. Obviously, there's no order.
All three is the same.
Hashem is Hashem doesn't have gavur, people have gavur.
Fine, that goes without saying. Yes, but why, what do you mean there's no order? Hashem Yitbarach has to be on the top. So here, the point of matter here is that when you learn Torah, you're in direct command with Ribono Shel Olam. That means Torah and Ribono Shel Olam, that means you don't need to dial any overseen number or code. It's right in front of you. Right in front of you. I'm saying, Hashem gave His essence, He put it out inside of us. The Neshama gave part of Himself to us. So now, the delicate point here is, when you learn Torah, no comparison, you become like Hashem. You become exactly like Ibn Shalom. Gemara Sanhedrin says, Menashe, the king after Am Yisrael, he was able to interpret, to discuss one subject in the Torah 100 ways. Gemara says that all the Chachamim of the time, was like a grass in his feet. Imagine Sanhedrin knows 70 languages. They have Ruach HaKodesh. Compared to Menashe, like a grass. And then the Gemara says, Ein lo chelek ha'ama. What? Ein lo chelek ha'ama? What do you mean? If he's able to interpret one subject after Torah in 100 ways, back and forth, this way, that way, 100 ways. And all the Chachamim is nothing, just like he step on the grass. You tell me, Chas v'Shalom, Ein lo chelek ha'ama.
What?
Because he's boosted and inflated the knowledge of the Torah, went off path completely. He did terrible thing. No, we're talking about Menashe.
Oh, Menashe. Yeah. The king.
Right, the king. Right. And then he did a terrible thing. So here, that's what the whole point here is. That, unfortunately, when we are occupied with the knowledge of the Chokhmah of Ribono Shel Olam, so that means you become part of it. When you become, say, Hashem Ge'ut Lavesh, saying the Mizmor. That means Ribono Shel Olam has a levush. Levush. Now, Chas v'Shalom Yash Gava. He puts the hidiness, like whatever he needs to do. Then when you learn Torah, then that's what happens to you. And that's what here the Torah is telling us. You did mitzvah, shilach harin, barikya Allah, chazek baruch, long life. And Hashem gives you the reward. See, no, there's no need. I did mitzvah, I'm okay. Hashem says, you're in a big trouble, big one. That means you need such a security. Why? Because your mentality is completely off track. Completely. Because what you gain, you use it as a weapon with my
bullets.
My bullets. That's a good word.
Amen.
And that's a very, very delicate point. Especially the timing that we go through, that we have to ask Siyata D'Shmaya, we have to ask very, very, very urgent help. That anything that we do has to be only for the sake of Ribono Shel Olam, no matter what it is.
So you're saying that he used the knowledge of the Torah, even though he excelled in it for his own advantage.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Became controller. And then he used his knowledge of Torah that become...
So let's say, for lack of a better example, the Kabbalah sentence.
Well,
in a sense, to manipulate people?
Well, Gera brings that we are inflected by Erev Rav, that there are five categories of the Erev Rav, and Gera Zatzal brings till these five groups of Erev Rav that exist among Am Yisrael will not be deleted. Moshiach is not going to show up. And we're talking about this is a very, 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 very high authority that people look up to and some either role models, but till they will not be, because that's what exactly they're doing, and they are willing to take advantage of people because they pretend that they are the role model of the Torah. Something like that. And Yizkeh, Shashem Yitzbarach, Yizkeh Otano, that Kol Ma'asenu Yen Hashem Shamayim, and Medrad Hashem Yizkeh B'Shanam, Adi Nachad, Yeshuot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.